Good morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry here with Andrea Bernstein. You'll love this, Andrea. And Alex Gordalis, who's also in the studio. I'll tell you more about him in a moment. He's, I'm sure, going to get a kick out of this. So I got a message on my cell phone over the weekend, right? And it's from my daughter, who's disguised her voice. And she says there, "Hello, I'd like to speak with Seymour Butts."
Okay. She left you a message?
Yeah, 10 years old, okay, and she's doing a phone prank, all right? And I thought to myself, oh, my God, what does this mean? But then I said, you know what, there's something irresistible about using electronic tools to make little pranks happen. And imagine life needs pranks, it seems to me. If you're coming in from the airport, I mean, there's nothing more dreary than air travel. I mean, you come through baggage, you go out into that mess of cabs. Wouldn't it be great if something like this happened to you?
We're going to show up at the airport, and we're going to pick a random stranger to welcome home from their trip. We'll find a driver who has one of those cards with a name on it, and then go up to him and tell him, "Perfect, we're here to meet that person too." Then very quickly, we're all going to write that person's name on signs using markers. Then we'll all stand together behind a 10-foot welcome back banner.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So a giant crowd meets you at the airport, and you have no idea why. It's probably the result of Improv Everywhere. Alex Gordalis is a senior agent in Improv Everywhere. He's the co-author of the book Causing a Scene, Extraordinary Pranks in Ordinary Places with Improv Everywhere. Alex, thanks for coming down.
Thanks for having me on.
You're not going to, like, suddenly sprout a propeller hat or anything, right?
No.
This is something of a social movement in the way that you describe it in this book. It's a way of doing theater. It's a way of making life more interesting and also making a point about how connected we all are with our cell phones and our ability to communicate and create spontaneous crowdsourced moments.
Sure, yeah. I mean, basically, we just like to distill down as our mission statement being we cause scenes of joy and chaos. And it's just a pretty simple goal, just trying to get a reaction from people, getting people to smile.
So getting a kind of spontaneous crowd to gather and welcome some random person home and disorient them because they have no idea why they're welcoming, that's a scene of joy, right?
That's a scene of joy, definitely.
Give me a chaos.
A chaos would be the No Pants subway ride, which is something we do every January, usually on the first weekend of January in freezing cold weather. This past year we had 1,200 participants in New York City. Go down, meet downtown, everybody gets on the subway, and one at a time people will remove their pants on the subway. If you can imagine 1,200 people doing this on the same day.
Sounds joyful.
That could be joyful. It's definitely joyful,
that's not,
and
that's
it
not
is
chaos.
Chaotic.
Yeah, I think that is more joyous. It depends on the temperature, though.
Yeah, it was the middle of a snowstorm this past year.
So. Now, do you videotape this?
We do videotape it, yeah.
And what is the faces of people's reactions say to you?
Oh, shock, surprise, laughter, merriment, that runs the gamut.
Describe the Hello Moto prank, which involves cell phones and getting cell phones to... I don't quite understand it, but I did read a little bit about it.
The Hello Moto prank is not one of our pranks. I think that's probably an advertisement.
Well, let's just... There's basically an Improv Everywhere cell phone symphony mission that you pulled off at the Strand bookstore, right?
Oh, sure, yeah. Okay. Cell phone symphony, definitely.
Yeah. So explain how that works.
Cell phone symphony was just... we checked dozens of bags at the Strand bookstore. When you go into the Strand bookstore, you
Which
have
is a big
check
bookstore it. Here in New York City.
Huge bookstore in New York
used
City.
Used books and new books.
And before you go into shop at the Strand, you have to check your bag. At the Strand, we had...
Which is... kind of annoying.
Kind of annoying. So we had dozens of agents check their bags with their cell phones in it. Outside the store, we had dozens more agents call those cell phones one at a time to create a sort of symphony of sound.
In this huge pile of bags there at the front of the Strand, yes. Which sort of sounds like this. So that doesn't even begin to do justice to the noise and, I gather, chaos that you create when this mound of bags suddenly sprouts all these sounds.
Definitely. We had, you know, the agents sort of, it heightened, you know, one at a time people would call. And by the end, you had about, you know, dozens and dozens of bags ringing and making different cell phone sounds.
Why is this theater?
Why is this theater? It's performance. That's why I think we have so many, we call our participants agents.
And they like, yeah, I noticed that.
Because, it's
got that agent Hockenberry?
Yeah.
I'm can't wait to sign up.
Your mission is, should you choose to accept it.
But seriously, I mean, some have called this kind of like candid camera for the internet age in the sense that you kind of transform what's going on in a situation with some very simple manipulations that involve the fact that we are all connected together.
Sure. And the main difference between what we do and what candid camera does is say, like, when your daughter calls you and calls you Seymour Butts, you are the butt of a prank. That's why we don't call what we do pranks. We call them missions, because at the end of our missions, we just disperse. And there's no gotcha moment like on Candid Camera.
Right.
There's no, you've just been pranked by Improv Everywhere. We just disperse and don't say anything to anybody and let them...
Everybody knows what Candid Camera is?
Oh, Candid Camera, right. Yeah, they used to catch people. Yeah. Okay, I'm dating myself. Thanks, Andrea. That's really, really sweet. Google it, all right? Jerks. Stop abusing me. So what do you aspire to in terms of, like, the planetary scale mission?
Just to cause scenes of joy and chaos. To, you know, we get together as a group of us. We love to do this. And it's we just have a lot of fun doing it. And beyond that, our aspirations... That's a pretty big aspiration, I think, just to have fun.
Food court musical?
Food court musical.
You want to describe that? Because we'll go out on that music.
Sure. Food court musical, that was one we did in Los Angeles, where we two agents, Anthony King and Scott Brown, wrote a musical song, about needing a napkin, and a bunch of actors performed this
in the middle of a regular food
court. In the middle of a mall.
People chomping on curly flies, and all of a sudden this.
I'm the janitor. The working man you
scenes
all
of joy and chaos there in a food court in Los Angeles. Alex Scordella, senior agent in Improv Everywhere, co-author of Causing a Scene, Extraordinary Pranks in Ordinary Places. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on.